137. Some have regarded it as lawful to infringe on the integrity of the substance of their neighbor, and have made light of the injunction of God as prescribed in his book. Evil fall upon them, and the chastisement of God, the all-powerful, the almighty, afflict them. By him who shineth above the dayspring of sanctity, if the whole earth were to be converted into silver and gold, no man who can be said to have truly ascended into the heaven of faith and certitude would deign to regard it, much less to seize and keep it. We have formerly referred to this subject in passages revealed in the Arabic tongue in a language of exquisite beauty. God is our witness. Whoever hath tasted the sweetness of those words will never consent to transgress the bounds which God hath fixed, neither will he turn his gaze towards anyone except his well-beloved. Such a man will, with his inner eye, readily recognize how altogether vain and fleeting are the things of this world, and will set his affection on things above. Say, be ashamed, O ye that call yourselves the lovers of the ancient beauty. Be ye admonished by the tribulation he hath suffered, by the burden of anguish he hath carried for the sake of God. Let your eyes be opened. To what purpose hath he labored, if the manifold trials he hath endured are in the end to result in such contemptible professions and such wretched conduct? Every robber, every worker of iniquity, hath in the days prior to my revelation uttered these same words and performed these same deeds. Verily I say, incline your ears to my sweet voice, and sanctify yourselves from the defilement of your evil passions and corrupt desires. They who dwell within the tabernacle of God and are established upon the seats of everlasting glory will refuse, though they be dying of hunger, to stretch their hands and seize unlawfully the property of their neighbor, however vile and worthless he may be. The purpose of the one true God in manifesting himself is to summon all mankind to truthfulness and sincerity, to piety and trustworthiness, to resignation and submissiveness to the will of God, to forbearance and kindliness, to uprightness and wisdom. His object is to array every man with the mantle of a saintly character, and to adorn him with the ornament of holy and goodly deeds. Say, have mercy on yourselves and on your fellow men, and suffer not the cause of God, a cause which is immeasurably exalted above the inmost essence of sanctity, to be sullied with the stain of your idle fancies, your unseemly and corrupt imaginations.